This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. 151,600 people die each day in the world. That equals 2 deaths per second in the world. Young or old, male or female, white, black, Hispanic, or Asian, we are all the same as humans. Some may live longer than others, but the end result is always the same. Are you really willing to gamble that there is no existence beyond the grave? Are you willing to gamble that everything is right between you and God as it is? Are you sure? Are you sure that good, kind people like you go to heaven based on your goodness? You know, eternity is a long time to be wrong. Father God, may people live their lives with eternity in mind. Let me show everyone how they can trust in your only Son, Jesus Christ, for eternal life in heaven. Praying in the name of Jesus. Amen. The key Bible verse for this ministry is Matthew 24:14. This gospel of the kingdom shall be proclaimed in the whole world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come.
Some material from GodQuestions.org.
You can find more about us at visionforchristworld.com. Job, who was the man in the Bible who endured such suffering in his body, as he was speaking out of his despair, asked, "If a man dies, shall he live again?" All of us have been challenged by this question. Is there life after death? What happens to us after we die? Do we simply cease to exist? Is death a revolving door of departing and returning to earth again and again? Does everyone go to the same place after death, or do we go to different places? Is there really a heaven and a hell? The Bible tells us that yes, there is life after death. This world is not all there is, and mankind was made for something more. At death, the body ceases to function and begins the process of returning to the earth. But the spiritual part of man lives on. The dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Ecclesiastes 12:7, Psalm 146:4. To those who are redeemed and have their sin forgiven, God gives eternal life, an existence so glorious that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. This eternal life is inextricably linked to the person of Jesus Christ. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. John 17:3. In Jesus' prayer in this passage, he equates eternal life with the knowledge of God and of the Son. Whoever has the Son has life. 1 John 5:12. Jesus Christ, God incarnate, came to the earth to pay for our sins and give us the gift of eternal life. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. That's Isaiah 53:5. 3 days after his crucifixion, Jesus proved himself victorious over death by rising from the grave. He is life personified, John 11:25, and the ultimate proof that there is life after death. The resurrection of the Christ is a well-documented event. The Apostle Paul invited people to question the over 500 eyewitnesses who saw Jesus after his resurrection. See 1 Corinthians 15:6. All of them could bear testimony to the fact that Jesus is alive and that there is indeed life after death. The resurrection of Christ, which gives us the sure hope of life after death, is the cornerstone of the Christian faith. See 1 Corinthians 15:12 19. Because Christ was raised from the dead, we have faith that we too will be resurrected. As Jesus told his disciples, "Because I live, you also will live." John 14:19. Christ was only the first of a great harvest of those who will be raised to life again. 1 Corinthians 15:23. Just as God raised up the body of Jesus, so will our bodies be resurrected when Jesus returns. 1 Corinthians 6:14. Each person must make a choice in this life, a choice that will determine his or her eternal destination. It is appointed for us to die once, and after that will come judgment. Hebrews 9:27. Those who have been made righteous by faith in Christ will go into eternal life in heaven. But those who have rejected Christ as Savior will be sent to eternal punishment in hell. Matthew 25:46. Hell, like heaven, is a literal place. It is a place where the unrighteous will experience the never-ending eternal wrath of God. Hell is described as a lake of fire where the inhabitants will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Revelation 20:10. In hell, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, indicating intense grief and anger. Matthew 13:42. God takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but desires them to turn from their wicked ways so that they can live. Ezekiel 33:11. But he will not force us into submission. If we choose to reject Christ, the one and only Savior, well, then we reject the heaven that he has prepared, and we will live eternally apart from him. Life on earth is a preparation for what is to come. Faith in Christ prepares us for life after death. Whoever believes in the Son of God is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the one and only Son of God. John 3:18. Everyone will experience life after death in some manner. For believers in Christ, life after death is eternal life in heaven with God. For unbelievers, life after death is eternity in the lake of fire. How can we receive eternal life and avoid hell? There is only one way, through faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die." John 11:25-26. The free gift of eternal life is available to all. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for the wrath of God remains on them. John 3:36. We will not be given the opportunity to accept God's gift of salvation after death. Our eternal destination is determined in our earthly lifetimes by our reception or rejection of Jesus Christ. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6:2. If we trust in the death of Jesus Christ as the full payment for our sin, and we believe in his resurrection from the dead, we are guaranteed eternal life after death in glory. 1 Peter 1:3-5. So, what exactly does the Bible say happens after death? First, for the believer in Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us that after death, the souls and spirits of the true Christian believers are taken to heaven because their sins were forgiven when they received Christ as Savior. John 3:16, 18, and 36. For believers, death means being away from the body and at home with the Lord. However, passages such as 1 Corinthians 15:50-54 and 1 Thessalonians 4:13-17 describe believers being resurrected and given glorified bodies. If believers go to be with Christ immediately after death, what is the purpose of this resurrection? It seems that while the souls and spirits of believers go to be with Christ immediately at death, the physical body remains in the grave, sleeping. At the resurrection of the believers, the physical body is resurrected, glorified, and reunited with the soul and spirit. This reunited and glorified body, soul, spirit will be the state of existence for believers for eternity in the new heavens and the new earth. Revelation 21 and 22. Second, for those who do not receive Jesus Christ as Savior, death means everlasting punishment. However, similar to the destiny of believers, it seems that unbelievers also go to a temporary holding place to await their final resurrection, judgment, and eternal destiny. Luke 16:22-23 describes a rich man being tormented immediately after his death. Revelation 20:11-15 describes all the unbelieving dead being resurrected, judged at the great white throne judgment, and cast into the lake of fire. Unbelievers then are not sent to hell, the lake of fire, immediately after death, but they are rather sent to a temporary realm of judgment and anguish. The rich man cried out, I am in agony in this fire, Luke 16:24. After death, a person resides in either a place of comfort or in a place of torment. These realms act as a temporary heaven and a temporary hell until the resurrection. At that point, the soul is reunited with the body, but no one's eternal destiny will change. The first resurrection is for the blessed and holy, Revelation 20, verse 6. Everyone who is in Christ by true faith and those who are part of the first resurrection will enter the millennial kingdom and ultimately the new heavens and new earth, Revelation 21, 1. The other resurrection happens after the thousand-year reign of Christ, called the millennial kingdom, and it involves a judgment on the wicked and unbelieving according to what they had done, Revelation 20, 13. Their evil deeds destroy them for eternity because they did not place their faith and trust in Jesus Christ to save them. These, whose names are not in the Book of Life, will be sent to the lake of fire to experience the second death, Revelation 20, 14-15. The new earth and the lake of fire, these two destinations are final and eternal. People go to one or the other based entirely on whether they have trusted Jesus Christ for salvation. Eternal death is the fate that awaits all people who ultimately reject God, reject the gospel of His Son Jesus Christ, and remain in their sin and disobedience. Physical death is a one-time experience. Eternal death, on the other hand, is everlasting. It is a death that continues through eternity, a spiritual death that is experienced on a continual basis. Just as spiritual life by grace through faith in Christ, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, that is everlasting life, well, eternal death is never-ending too. Now, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, truly turning away from sin, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia on AM medium wave radio, to Albania, North Macedonia, and Greece on FM local area radio, also to Australia and Northern Europe on shortwave. We have just added a radio outreach to the Middle East nations on shortwave from Florida, so our friends there can listen to us on Saturday nights in Israel, Egypt, Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Iraq, and Iran on 15770 kHz at 1900 UTC, which is 9 p.m. in Israel. Listen to us online anytime, anywhere at visionforchristworld.com. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is visionforchristworld.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from Hebrews 9:27. It is in the plan that all men die once. After that, they will stand before God and be judged.